Panty people, it's Vanetta Schofield. I am the host of Panty Lines, the podcast that talks about panties, but also the role they play in feminism and in our society. What's up? I am so excited because we're switching it up. Instead of just having one female interviewing one female, we have a couple in the studio. We have Mark and Crystal. Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Why are you talking like stalker?
Because he knows masculine energy is not welcome here. But we made an exception for you.
I'm sorry.
Can I just say, I've already told you this, y'all are my favorite couple, especially on social media to follow.
Thank you. For a lot
of reasons. But I mean, I'm not a narcissist, but mostly because, like, but mostly about me, you know, I'm grinding so hard and I know that, like, I don't have time for that, like, real relationship that, you know, that I'm going to be that forever mate. I don't have time for that right now. And I get worried about it and I get scared. But then I look at y'all and how y'all found each other. And I love that you guys talk about your story because y'all found each other, what, like 46, 45? Well, not trying to tell y'all age, but.
We were both 46, getting ready to turn 47.
Right.
It was like 2 months before my 47th birthday and like
a year
months.
Before mine.
No. You always lie about your age. You're six
I love
months.
It. I
you're
love
six
it.
Months younger than me. So it was six 9 months before your birthday.
But I look 5 years younger.
Then what?
I'm teasing.
Not me.
You. Yes.
My skin better than yours, girl.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. That's because
right.
you
got your
see.
Shots today.
You can't see. You can't see.
I don't need to see.
Get under the light.
I can get under the light.
I love you, honey.
It's okay. I love you too.
See? That's what I'm saying. That's real love.
Oh, we mess with each other all the time.
All day.
You don't even
Yo,
know.
I know. 24/7. And that's what I want. I want like that. Yeah. Y'all give me Martin and Gina vibes, like all day. And
yes.
that's what I love.
You'll get it.
Yeah. I'll get it.
When you're ready.
When I'm ready, for
you
sure.
You have other priorities, and you'll know it when it's happening.
Because y'all knew.
Yeah.
You knew.
Mm-hmm.
And that's super dope.
She told me, and I knew.
That's how it works.
And I didn't fight.
Lies.
No, it is totally a lie, but No, it's true.
You told her.
I'm going to tell you, as an observer, I see you on your grind out there every night, and I'm a fan, because I've been doing it 21 years, almost 22 years, and I know what it's like to do, like, those first 10 years. I was out every night, 7 nights a week. It's hard to be grinding like that and then have a relationship, because when you're a comic, people are like, can't you take a night off? And you're like, no, I got this other show. I got to make some money. I'm going to do this. I got to work on this joke. It's a constant hustle.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Keep it up, man.
Thank you. like I said, I like following y'all on social media. So one of my favorite recent posts of yours was... I don't have it, like, I'm not going to quote it, but it was like, so far today, Mark has, you know the post I'm talking
about?
So far today. Mark is like, go to the grocery store, walk the dog, right. done all this, like, right. took out everything, and right. she's like, wow, we should have 5 a.m. sex more often.
Right.
Yeah. There's motivation in sex.
He got up, he's like... Welcome to the day.
That's right. And I welcomed her and put her back to sleep. And then I went on this
right.
stuff.
Right.
And she doesn't complain about it. And I sure as damn don't complain about it.
No, it's funny, though, because I will say we're both night owls. And you know, we're working up until we go to sleep pretty mm-hmm, much. Mm-hmm. So, and sometimes that's literally 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So, you know, he'll do the creep over to my side of the bed and I'll be like, can we have sex before 3 a.m. sometimes?
Yeah.
Because I'm ready to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm always just ready. I'm like,
right.
You know, might as well do it sometime.
Right.
She's like, catch me in the morning. And actually, it's a really good time to catch her. So it's just like, because once we're out of bed, it's just like coffee and we start working on our stuff.
Yeah.
So, but it's funny. Like the other day, her other post the other day was, man, we need to have more morning sex because he ran out and got us bacon. Like,
right, right. Mark just went out to get bacon. That's how good our morning sex was.
Yes.
That's true. Like,
that's amazing.
And I love it that she does it, because if I do it, it just sounds like bragging.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
if I start posting like, man, I hit, you know, whatever, people are just like,
yo, man, she sucked the shit out of my dick this
morning. Yeah, right. That Negro's bragging
right,
again.
Right, but this is me. I'll be like, post that. And he's like, no,
I know. She's
I can't.
Like, because I know how like, many, I know how people be hating on me or just hating in general.
Who cares?
And I'm just kind of like, man, I ain't got time for that.
I don't care about that.
Because they're going to be hating on your happiness.
Yeah.
Oh, they hate on our happiness.
They
now.
Already do, you know.
They be
but
trying
I love
to
that.
Sneak up in DMs all the time.
Oh,
she
shit.
Gets better DMs than I do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You get better
you get
ones.
Like 5,000 a day.
No, you get like the, I'll pay you $300 a week
to
be your sugar daddy.
I'm like, that's not a sugar daddy. That's like a side piece.
Yeah, it is. I get random, like, hi, I have no teeth and one eye, and I live up in a mountain in Wisconsin, and I think you're adorable, but I'm really into Viking porn. And I'm just like, wow. No thanks. Like, I get the worst. Or I get little Filipino boys pretending to be little Filipino girls.
Oh, shit.
All up in my DMs. And I'm always like, damn it. Why can't I get some beautiful person? She gets some good-looking people. And I always get roaches. I always just get the worst.
Lies.
But you show him, right?
Yeah.
That's super cool.
It's funny because we end up laughing.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, like, she'll get upset because they're rude, and I'll correct them, and I'll reach out. And everybody's always internet brave.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I just send them a full-size photo of me, and then they just stop that nonsense. They're like, oh, he big. Never mind. Sorry, dude.
Right. All them panty lines. Lines, what? Dudes try to get in your panties.
Right. I'm sorry, we have a queue.
Right?
Number 10.
Okay, so I know that you guys had, like, an amazing connection and all that, but, like, is there something that he normally says or something that he said that was, like, a panty line? Like, a line that's like, you know what? You got me. You got me ready to drop these draws.
Oh. I think it was more,
I called you up with the voice. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah, he went to the lower registers.
Oh, he gave you that. He gave
went to
you
the
that.
Lower. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
He gave you that.
He did.
His big voice.
He did.
That's like, that, people be faking with that.
No, he gave his 10 p.m.
Oh.
It's time for lovers.
It's so true.
The quiet storm.
Oh, he gave you that quiet storm.
I gave her my quiet storm, yeah. I called her up, and I remember, and I can tell you the phone call. It wasn't the first phone call. It was the second phone call. And you picked up, and it was like, I just did some stand-up, and I got back home. And I was like, hey, baby, how are you?
I was like, how are you?
I couldn't stop thinking about you tonight.
What?
I really miss you, and I hope I get to come up to Maine soon, or you're coming back to see me. And that was it.
You getting on the 11 o'clock bus.
Get your ass up here.
That's what's up, girl. That's what's up.
Right.
That is super dope. So, like, I know y'all keep it high. I can feel the energy. Y'all are great. Do you still, like, wear, or you probably have, you always, like, worn sexy panties? Are you a sexy panty lady?
I am a sexy panty lady. I prefer G-strings and thongs. That's what I prefer.
Mm.
And I like for my stuff to match. And I like to, I like, even before Mark and I met, I would just buy lingerie for me.
Wow.
You know, because imagine. I wanted to feel good.
Yeah.
And whatever mood that I was in.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. I mean, I haven't done like a full.
You've not done that for me.
You
don't
for
need
you.
To.
I haven't.
Your panties are so amazing.
Really?
I remember the first time I saw
them. I don't know about all that.
Do you have a favorite pair that she has? Sorry.
Red. She's got these red lace, like, thongs or G-strings. Holy hell.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm wearing right now.
Oh!
When she walks around in those, it's the lower register. It's like, hey, baby, you want some,
right?
You hungry? You want
and
some?
I'm like, it's 2:45. You got 15 minutes.
Right. Go get some bacon. Go get some bacon.
And some rope. No. Yeah. yeah, but there's like, oh. Yeah, there's something in the black ones. I mean, it was just, I remember seeing those red ones the first time, and it was just a wrap. I was like, we ain't leaving this hotel for a week.
That's awesome.
I love panty lines, though. I like that you talk about that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Because before we met, I had one woman drop a panty line on me, and I was like, wow, you almost caught me out there.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes
some people got
just,
those lines.
Those lines are dope. I'm not one of those. I'm trying to get research to see how to get them.
Right.
What was the line?
Oh, my God. I got to remember, but it was, she came to a show. I was at Caroline's.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I do my set. I get off stage. So I leave, because I was hosting. So I leave to, like, go get a drink. And she left, and she came to meet up with me at the bar, you know, unbeknownst to me. And she's like, hey, you're really funny. And I was like, yeah, thanks. She was like, do you make people laugh all the time? And I was like, I don't know. I guess I can be serious. She was like, I'd love it if you did some serious work on my pussy. And I was just like,
mind blown, yo.
I was like, and I'm sitting there, and then Lou, the old bartender at Caroline's, Louie was like, I think you need a shot, brother. I was like, shot? I can't get off this stool right now.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I believe that because Mark is shy, really. Like, yeah. When he's not on stage.
Oh, I'm inherently
shy. And so if
shy.
She said that to you, you you went moot. Like, you just stopped talking.
I can see that. That's hilarious. So what's a dope, has a dope line ever been said to you? Like, what's one of the dopest lines you got?
Oh, God. You know, this is really bad, but I'm a Virgo, and I'm like a hyper analytical, super critical. I admit it. Don't look at me like that. And so it's hard for me to accept stuff like that because then I'm like secretly inside laughing. Mm. You know what I mean? Unless I really like the person,
yeah.
I'm also feeling something for the person.
Yeah.
So, boy. Okay. If I had dated somebody when I was like 19 and then like years later after my divorces, and we were on social media, kind of reconnected, went out on a date. Now, we hadn't seen each other in like, oh my God, forever. Literally like 20 years.
Okay.
We were sitting in the movie theater and he's like, I still remember the perfume you used to wear back in the day. It was called Fendi. I was like, what? But I didn't like him, so I was like, you stalking me?
See, that's messed up.
Yeah, but I do understand what it's like because, you know, a lot of times, I mean, come on, that's what DMs are. They're all panty lines now. That's what everybody's doing. But it has to be someone that you have either a connection with, you're actually interested in, or like would like to, because then it's just like, ugh, you know?
Right.
It is gross. It's gross when you're not attracted to them.
It's so gross.
But when you're attracted to somebody, they can say the dumbest shit.
They can say any fucking thing.
Right.
And it's just, waterfall.
Right.
It's just crazy. Right.
I'm moist like a cake.
Right. Right.
And, you know, and it depends.
You want to taste my Duncan Hines?
Hell yeah, right on this table. I mean, what?
Oh, you guys. The kids are listening.
I don't care.
See, okay, I see how y'all happy. Y'all just always having sex. That's great.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough.
It's never enough.
Mark would be like, I'd be walking funny if it were up to him.
All the time. We were talking about that before we left the house.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, if we had sex as much as I want to, your spine would turn to dust.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I don't know. And I thought when you got older, you were supposed to slow down. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't believe that, though.
I don't believe that either.
I don't believe that either. And I think and that's what I like about this, being seasoned and having those experiences and stuff. You know exactly what you want. You know what I mean? And when you're around someone, and like, I'm so big on energy. So when you're around someone and you have that energy, you have that with them, it's kinetic. And
yes.
You just keep giving that to each other and then
yes.
You keep giving it to each other.
Yeah, you feed off of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's dope. It's super dope. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I want that, but I just can't do it right now because then I'd be trying to write and do shit.
I think what you're doing is smart.
Yeah. Ugh.
I admire what you're doing. So
right, me too.
I appreciate that.
No, yeah, I'm going to tell you why, because I kept trying to have relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept having like these bad breakups and all this stuff. And it was and it would take away. I'll tell you a quick, funny story. I was involved in a relationship for like a year and a half and broke up with this person. It was a bad breakup. And then I go to the cellar one night after a show, and I see Patrice O'Neal. Patrice goes, oh, look who back in the room. I guess you broke up with somebody.
Oh, that's crazy.
And he was like, you only start really caring about stand-up when you end a relationship.
Oh, my God.
But he called me out of my shit.
There
I was
you
like,
go.
Damn, I can't
it's
do that
It's like
anymore.
That, though. It's like that. And it's I see true. So many women that are like that. And, like, I love women and stuff, but, like, I hate that women in comedy have this reputation that, you know, chicks get boyfriends and they stop doing comedy.
Yeah.
And like, I've had some female comedians that legit have like just talked about it and like not shy about it. I'm like, girl, you know, but I understand. And it's hard being in something with someone who doesn't understand what you do and, you know, and being a woman, you know, you got dudes that's like, yo, oh, so you just go and talk to them niggas. Like, it's crazy when you're a woman trying to do stand up and like, yeah, so I'm just like, I'm good on that. Because then you only have other comedians today, and who wants to do that? unless it's for real.
I swore it off for many, many
years. Jeez, that is crazy.
She was she made me break all my rules.
Nice. That's good. That's what you need.
Yeah, she's the best.
And
you got them red panties on, so now
you know what. Oh, Lord. So y'all be working on projects. Y'all have like a series thing together or something, a web series. What y'all doing? Something.
You want to talk about it?
You can talk about it.
Okay. So it's a It's a comedic foodie reality show slash docuseries.
Okay.
And it's called Mark and Crystal Love to Eat.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been promoting it on social media. We do like little clips where we're usually sharing a meal and we are still getting to know each other. And so we're talking about memories that are attached to food, different childhood experiences surrounding meals and different things like that. And also important social issues like food insecurity, food deserts.
Mm.
And we want to, you know, bring it full circle so that we can try to bring more awareness to these issues. And, you know, when people care about things, then they try to help solve them. But if they're not fully aware of it, then if it's not right in front of their face, then...
Yeah, no, for sure.
There's that. That's when the apathy kicks in. So, and we, it's, you know, it's also based on the premise of we are a couple, but we still make time for date night, and all that goes into date night. You know, like he yells at me taking too long in the bathroom. You know, where are we gonna go to eat? You know, those are my leftovers. You went to the bathroom and you come back, your breath smelling like our leftovers.
Oh my God! Last night she was laying in bed and I went out and I had some stuff to do. And then I came back to the bedroom and I gave her a kiss because I had something sweet to say to her. And I kissed her and she was like, get your ass back.
I was like, wait. Come
kiss,
here.
Kiss me again.
Mr. Peanut Butter.
She was like, you taste like peanut butter.
Oh my God.
I was like,
no, you did.
Oh, hell yeah, I did.
Oh my God.
Spoon fed myself some peanut butter and tried to get away with it.
Yeah.
Are you crazy? That night I get into the leftovers and she's like, you just had that leftover shrimp. Did you? But you better save me some.
You don't leave me two shrimp, I'm going to fuck you up.
That's oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah. So we've been promoting it on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. You can check us out on our Instagram page, Mark and Crystal Love to Eat.
Mm.
And, we're just we have a GoFundMe. We're raising money to record a 3 to 5 minute sizzle reel.
Okay.
And just so we can, you know, up it a notch and complete our pitch and get ourselves out there.
Yeah, I did see that. And I do have... When we finish, I do have a girl for you.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't know, for one, I didn't know what a sizzle reel was until she pitched me to do one for one of my comedy shows.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. I just recently started a GoFundMe, too, and it's funny because I started a GoFundMe for Funny Honeys just, like, because I want us to have more content.
Yeah.
We're in the age of content.
I mean,
absolutely.
But this was, okay, panty lines was definitely something I wanted to do, but I didn't want to do it until after I thought of the product of having panties for Funny Honeys.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, wow, content, you know, it would be great to go together.
Yeah.
But that shit is expensive.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's crazy. But it's the funniest thing was the first person to donate to my GoFundMe was someone who had the wackest panty line and didn't get in my panties.
Oh. All right, what, like, was the line? What was the line?
Still hoping.
I mean,
if I send this money, maybe she'll drop 10 panties.
It's just like, okay. So I thought I was going to have this white man and he just be like, you know, I thought he was going to be like the Richard Gere, like to my whole Pretty Woman kind of thing.
Oh, Richard Gere. Richard Gere.
No, not like that, of course, because, like, I mean, I work for mine, whatever,
mm-hmm.
but not even on that tip. But it was just, he was one of my regulars and he would come in and, you know, I just had all these, like, kind of whatever. And it, oh, God, I just... I hope when I started doing podcasts, I didn't think about people listening to this shit and, and hearing about them.
Put it out there, girl. Put it out there.
And then tomorrow.
Put it out there.
Oh, so you just go put me out there like that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a whack panty line because we had a good vibe and we were dope. But like I said, the whole Richard Gere thing was because he is established and he's like dope and what he does. And he's like, he executive directs and executive mm-hmm. produces certain projects.
Right.
So I was so into that because I was like, oh my God, I want to be like you when I grow up. Fast forward to the night that, like, we got really drunk and we watched, like, A Star Is Born together. But he's also an alcoholic.
Oh.
So he started crying.
Oh.
While we're watching it because, like, he's had all these situations where he was, you know, the guy, and
yes.
then he would groom the girl, and then the girl, and so I was just like, listen. Listen. I just...
Here's a note for the fellas. Tears don't drop. They just don't. Tears. No, she won't pull off her panties and be like, yeah, just dry your face.
Here, just take this and wipe it off. No, so I was like, oh my God. But I do love a man in touch with sensitive side, and yeah. I did, and I was honest. I said I was attracted to his pain. And I hate that, but I can't do that. I can't be a fixer anymore. Rich or poor, okay? I can't be a fixer for you. I do like fixing broke niggas more. Like, it's just like a little more character to it.
Yeah.
It's a little more of a challenge.
It's a little more of a challenge. You can't have money and then be like,
look, your pain is superficial. Like, you got money.
You got money, son. You got a nice view. Like, you need to clear that shit up in your head because you got a good thing going.
Right.
So, yeah, that was like.
And you was about to get some ass and you just ruined it with your tears.
I mean, just like, yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Anyway. So, whack panty lines.
That's a whack. I have purposely cried on a date to end it.
No, you didn't.
Wow. Yeah, you've done that?
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is you were afraid smart. Of her?
Oh, she annoyed me. She just turned out to not be who she presented herself to be. Mm. Like, she was always business, and then we go on this date, and she just got mad ghetto, but, like, bad ghetto. Like, I see that bitch. I cut that bitch. Like, just all crazy. She just started being crazy, and I was like, oh my God. Like, I just created this whole thing in my head and I just started crying. I was like, I'm just kind of missing my dad.
Oh my God. You did the white girl ugly cry?
I did the white girl ugly cry and got out of that date. She was like,
that is new. That is new.
Oh man, I'm 6'3", 2. I can't get mad in public. I'm a big brown
guy.
That's
crazy. Scare people.
Yeah, I get upset. People are like, oh shit, get the trank gun. You know, they want to put me down like an elephant, so I can't do that. So I pulled the
cry.
I pulled the cry, and I read her personality type, but I knew she was like, oh, fuck this motherfucker. You know, she was just like, fuck this bitch. And I was like, thank God.
See, that's good. Damn. Because dudes normally pick my personality type, and they cry to get me back.
That sounded like a humble brag. Like, I'll be putting it all on them.
No. I'm just saying, I think that's new to me, and it's good new, but like, to know that happens. But like, I thought men just cry when they don't want their girl to leave them and start crying. No, I'm going to kill myself. Right. I can't play.
See, I'm a fan of women. I've observed women so deeply that I always was raised with like a lot of women around me.
Yeah.
So I just, y'all don't like it when your game is flipped on you. That'll make you just go, I don't want to see him no more.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that is the truth.
When you flip, when I figured that out, I knew how to end relationships without making myself look bad at all.
You know what?
That's too funny.
Maybe my Richard Gere was crying, so he didn't have to deal with me. You never know.
I don't know.
You never know.
No, when it comes to alcohol and alcoholics, it's different.
He
was having a flashback.
Yeah, he was sad.
You
know, it's okay.
It happens.
It's okay. Yeah.
That's a panty line killer. That pulls panties up. Them things went from your hips to your nips.
Well, you know what? It put the little lock back in the day when they would go to war to put the lock on it.
Right? Two clicks.
Well, so speaking of the lock on the thing, men have not been trusting, man, because like men used to lock up their chicks. Like when they would go to war, they would just lock them up and they would have the key. And that's how they would, like,
chastity crazy. Belt. Yeah, no, not having that.
Are you going to do that when you go, when you leave town?
I wish you would.
Man.
You going to lock her up?
I wish you would try to lock me up.
I don't have to put a chastity belt on her. I trust her.
Love.
That's one. And two, I lock in a closet. At least she have some space to lay down, have a snack. You know, that's it. You do it right. Give her some room, you know. Let her at least, you know, be a human. I think, and also, how are you going to pee? That's nasty.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Like, I think it comes down to trust. And back then, also, the chastity belt thing, first of all them dudes that would do that, they were full of shit because they was going out into off to wars and raping and pillaging. That's like, I'm going to lock your shit down, but wait till I get to that village.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
But that is still true. I mean, it's not a chastity belt thing anymore, but there's so many men that just, stay at home, keep it tight for me, keep the kids. But I'm about to go on tour and fuck these bitches. Like,
wouldn't work for me.
It's crazy. It's like that.
But she's also my best friend, so I couldn't. Yeah. I could never like go out and then do that and then come look her in the face.
Right. And we're in our late 40s, so we had lives before we met each other.
Yeah.
And if we weren't going to be real about that, then we couldn't grow, and be friends and all that stuff. So it's like, just be real with each other. And like you said, it's based on trust and respect for each other. And it's like, you're not leaving the house with your dick if you go on the road.
You got to leave your dick home.
You got to leave your dick home.
I kind of like that better.
Yeah.
I kind of do.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. Sometimes it gets in the way.
That's your panty line. That's your panty line. Leave your dick here.
That's your panty line.
Leave your dick.
I personally, how about this? Since we're on a panel, let's stay true to the topic here. Are there a pair of underwear that I wear that you're like, nah, look at him in them underwear?
Yeah, those fitted. Those fitted.
The Calvin Kleins?
Yes, the fitted ones, the briefs that you have. Yeah, I don't like boxers.
Yeah, the red ones, right?
With your little muscle ass. Yeah. It's cute.
He's like, yeah, that's it.
I got to go home and do laundry. I got to wash it.
He's going to wear them tomorrow.
Yeah. Shit, there goes a 24-hour laundromat by our house. I'm going to wash them tonight.
That's amazing.
Are you blushing?
That's so cute. And I think you hit it on the head. Like, the connection is so important to have that, like, best friend thing.
Yeah.
And I think that that's why in today, like, with millennials and everything, it's so hard to have what y'all have. Because it's just so, it's like a microwave society. You know, everything's so quick, so cheap. Like, everybody's Tinder swiping. Everybody's getting dinner from here and there delivered. Like, it's just, everything is so accessible that no one really values a quality connection anymore.
Well, you got to put the work in it, too. We don't always like each other. We love each other. We don't always like what the other person says. And stuff, but you got to put the work in. It's not just, okay, I'm going to swipe and you're gone.
Yeah.
You know, you got to put the work in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to keep saying yeah because it's true.
I
pissed her off today. You know, I forgot to, like, I have a bad habit because I lived by myself for so long before I was with her. So I lost all my relationship skills, like the stuff. Like, I'd be like, all right.
I was not pissed.
No, you weren't pissed.
You may continue.
You weren't mad. But you did point it out. So,
I did point it out.
She was like, she got her OCD Virgo thing was like, look, you need to pick up after yourself. You didn't have to leave that pan in there and that plate. You could wash that immediately.
That's how you heard it. But what I really said was, baby, I love you.
That's what you did say.
But please clean up after yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't leave the sink full of dishes because I was in the kitchen 20 hours last night and I left it clean.
I know. And my fear mechanism. heard it as, I'm going to stab you in the goddamn face. Why'd you leave that iron skillet in there and that bowl? Why do I have to beat your ass?
Yeah.
That's how I hear things.
I know.
And it's not even her fault. That's just because of previous relationships.
That's true.
But that's funny because people have, you know, relating that to the topic, people make certain assumptions about women based on what they wear, including their underwear and their lingerie and their panties.
Yeah.
I
didn't make it.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
It's always been like that.
Yeah.
it bothers me in such a way.
Women are unfairly judged.
I mean, we have constantly been. We weren't even allowed to wear panties in the beginning. So, like, that is crazy. It had to be a woman who's like, you know what? Enough of this shit. I got to wrap this up. Like, but there was no provision made for us.
Right.
And it's all throughout. It just keeps...
Yeah, I had
repeating
period huts
itself.
And all kinds of stuff.
It's crazy.
Well, you got your period, you got to go to that special hut way out in the woods so the animals can smell you and eat you. Like, it's like, what? Only a man could think of some shit like that. And it's
the
weird.
Disrespect.
And it's weird because, like, I get it as a big brown dude. Like, I people don't let. Trust
what do you mean?
Me. Like, well, I kind of understand what it's like, all that prejudice that women deal with.
Oh,
not all
and
of it.
People making assumptions.
Right, people making assumptions. Yeah. I mean, come on. I walk into a supermarket and I get stalked. It's for women, it's like that, but it's a different mechanism.
Yes.
It's a different thing. It's like, it's a possessive, controlling thing of a different sort. People look at me and they just look at it. That buck looks like he could pick a lot of cotton. Like, they just look at me and he's dangerous.
Yeah.
But for you, it's like it's all levels of, like, you could pick cotton, you could do this, you'd be a great sex slave. I can, you know, there's this male thing that we talk about that and it's all weird because it's actually wrapped up in male fragility and insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they try to extend this dominance.
Yeah, it's societal though. I mean, look at how lingerie is marketed. You know, it's a very young demographic.
Yeah.
And age group.
Yeah.
Nobody's marketing to 48-year-olds.
They should.
You know, most lingerie companies are not doing that.
They should definitely.
So it's, you know, you see the model wearing lingerie. They're not my age. They haven't had two kids. You know what I mean? They haven't been married twice. They haven't worked somewhere for 20 years, and now they're in a second career. Like, that's not that person that's trying to sell.
Really?
What they want me to buy. No, you know what I'm saying. So it's
I totally agree.
Yeah. I just think it's crazy but I think that's the power in panties now because.
The power in panties.
I like that.
It is because we're allowed to embody that strength, whatever that we want, because I have a pair of panties. Like, you know what? We're going to shut this shit down.
Yeah.
You know, because I know that nobody's seeing it, you know?
Yeah.
And like, but I can wear whatever on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it. Like, certain things that we have to do as women, right? But like, I know also to thrive and to be, I'm not going to keep complaining about it. I'm not that type of feminist where it's like, you know what, fuck men, I have a complaint. It's like, you know what, yeah, fuck y'all, but I'm like, I'm also going to adapt to this. Yeah. So like, I think that the power that I have is like, hey, you see me, but you don't see what I'm like, what is empowering me mm-hmm. to be this me.
Right.
And it is often like my panties or, you know, what I'm wearing. Yeah. Because there is often a really misconception that goes along with that, that goes along with the woman who dresses sexy in corporate America. Like I'm not a corporate type personality, but that in itself, just limiting me by what I can do. Women are just, I feel like, because men is just shirt and tie, suit, whatever, you know, like, but women mm-hmm. is so much more right. that we're restricted on. And we've always been restricted. And yeah.
You can't, it's funny because, like, look, I can't say that I've been this way my whole life. I would be lying to your audience. I'd be lying to you. I'd be lying to her. And I don't lie to her because she's a stabber. But I'll be honest with you. Like, I had to grow into, like, outside of my male fragility and my male insecurities. And I had to grow. Like, I'm not going to say I was never misogynistic. There's videos of me doing material that's misogynistic as fuck. And, you know, and I'd be like, ah, sorry, ladies. You know, because I was growing
I've,
up.
I've
and
grown.
I grew up, and I've, yeah. yeah, I definitely have grown. Because I grew up in the projects in New York City where you had to throw your hands up. You had to fight. You had to do this. You looked at women with a certain perspective. And even like, and I had a Latino mother. And, you know, my mother thought that her vagina was the greatest thing ever, that I came out of it and I was a prince or whatever, and that any other woman besides her is dirty. And it's true. Like, we watch a show called Mexican Dynasties, and it's the same thing with these characters, because it's like you're supposed to love your mom and your mom's the queen, but every other woman is a hoe. Like, and it's just kind of like this weird thing that you grow up with as a young man
mm-hmm.
that is, it's beaten into you. Society, patriarchy, it's all beaten into men. And it's like, I'm not saying that to excuse them, but it's like anything else. It's like how you vote. It's like anything. You have to choose to get educated on it and to be understanding. You may not, I will never fully understand what it's like to be one of you guys, a woman. I can't. You guys will never fully understand what it's like to be a 6'3" brown dude who's a threat.
Yeah.
But it's like, but you're a threat in yourself. So you do get it. You have an understanding. But I also have male, I will always have male privilege of a certain sort because I have physical male dominant traits. But I don't have the ultimate white male privilege, but I still got male physical privilege. So
right.
it's like, it's, but I was open to learning that. It took a long time. Mm-hmm. I really have to say I didn't start learning that until I was like 35.
Yeah.
So those first 35 years, ladies, I'm sorry. I'm really fucked up.
I commend you, though, for taking that time and for learning. I think it's because you have a beautiful woman. And you're like, you know what? I'm not going to
fuck this
up.
Oh, she has educated me a lot.
Thank yes, you. Yes.
She has educated me a lot. She
so
has been
thank
like,
you for
what?
Being the catalyst for the change.
Thank you.
She's my queen, and she allows me to be her subject, and I'm very happy.
That is amazing. Yeah, but you're absolutely right. It's like that, and that's why one of the slogans of Funny Honeys is pissing on the patriarchy. You know?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, because it's there. And it's not gonna go away. It's historical. It's like everything. But we can still piss on it. You know what I mean? We can still, hey, I see what you're doing here, but I'm out here and I'm gonna let you know I have a very powerful vagina and like it's strong enough to no matter what happens to you, what's going on, we got this. You
yeah.
know? So yeah, fuck all that. But thank you and I wanna shout out all the men who actually do take that time to learn, and all the women who motivate them, because pussy runs the world. And
that's right. Thank you.
Yes.
And snacks.
Pussy is a snack. What?
My favorite one. If you're going to make any pair of panties, make a thong that says snacks on the front. And I'll be buying them. Just for you, baby.
We'll put that in the notebook. So if you had any kind of women, and I would like to know both your answers, and you know, but any woman who is just like, you would don as like a panty dropper, like someone who just drops some draws, lets the world see, who is a woman who inspires you by just her, I would say, rogueness. I don't know.
I'm a fan of Tracee Ellis Ross.
Mm-hmm.
I think she uses her platform. It's very powerful. And I think she's very transparent when she doesn't need to be. She can choose to be very comfortable and just
yeah.
do her blackish thing and that's it. But
yeah.
she uses her platform to try to uplift and move women forward. And I admire that.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great answer.
I have one. Jennifer Lewis. I love me yes. Jennifer Lewis.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. She's got that voice. She speaks her mind.
Mm-hmm.
She's strong. She's also very inclusive of other women in her life.
Nice.
And empowering them. And I like that, man. I wish more brothers could be like that.
Yeah, right? Get them together, man.
They don't listen.
Get them together.
No, man. There's too much male ego, man. It's too much instinctual bravado.
It is.
I threw that bravado out the window a long time ago, man. I was like, man, I ain't here to fight nobody.
I know. It's and like when you're connecting and trying to like work with other people and collaborate and stuff, like it's hard to because you want to bring that and but you don't have time to be teaching everybody how to work with you. And that's something that is harder for me because I want to collaborate and I want to work with people, but like I don't have time to get you up to my work ethic standards. Right. Like I just work by myself.
Yeah, and everybody's on their own journey. So. Yeah. You know,
yeah, for sure.
Maybe you're not supposed to be working with them.
You're right.
If they're not at your level, whatever, it's like, okay, you need people that are beyond your level because that's how you get up there.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
I never want to be the smartest person in the room.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the wrong room.
Right.
Like if I am.
Right.
Which is very rare where I'm the smartest, but, but this was so dope, man. I'm so excited. So Mark and Crystal love to eat.
Yes. Mark and Crystal love to eat.
Mark and Crystal love to eat. I'm excited. Snoop Dogg liked y'all's tweet.
Yes, he did.
I saw that.
Man,
I saw that.
You couldn't tell us nothing yesterday. I'm like, Snoop Dogg like our treat.
Girl. Yeah. Shout out to that.
Yeah, I see y'all.
Snoop, see y'all.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mark and Crystal love to eat. That is an IG.
Yeah.
That's an IG.
Okay, and do y'all have separate individual ones?
We do. Yep. Mine is Crystal with Crystal Kamenides, KrystalKamenides, Kamenides, Kamenides. I know that's my Instagram.
Facebook. Writing it out.
I know she's on the blackboard. She's like writing each letter as I say it.
Like, what am I doing?
Go ahead, baby.
I love that about you, though. She's like a smart bomb. She's like poof right there. Oh, on Twitter it's Mark A. Ramirez. It's also Mark A. Ramirez on Instagram. My website is MarzMarzLive.com.
Nice. You did not have to give it to us in a Quiet Storm voice, all
right? Right,
that's just
see?
For Crystal.
Thank you, see? There you go.
I need more water.
He's yeah, so no, funny. No, it's so all funny. Good. Yeah, I'm getting parched myself. I feel you.
Girl, how you feeling?
This was great. This was dope. I'm so excited to have you all. This was Panty Lines Podcast. We love empowering through entertainment. Thank you for listening to another Funny Honeys production. Bye. My name is Vanetta Schofield, and I want to thank you for listening to Panty Lines, the podcast, a Funny Honeys production. Bye.